So I'm excited. Happy New Year one more time. I learned this in another language, and it's called bone. Everybody say bone. Anya. Everybody say Anya. Kind of like your cousin Anya. That means Happy New Year. Learn a little something. I like learning. See, she said, okay, yeah, I like learning a little something. So look at somebody, say bone Anya, because we only got two or three more days. Because if you say Happy New Year in March, it's like, bruh, you need to wake up. We into the year. All right. So, Lord, thank you for this new year. Thank you for this time. Thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us. Thank you for the brisk and the bright today. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you for this word that we're going to receive. Let it be used for the nourishment and the strength of our bodies. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Yeah. This 3D series, that's pretty neat. It's like a life of 3D. Everybody say 3D. Determination, dream, and destination. And so this 3D series, I won't focus on the scripture that's connected to the 3D series. I'm going to lift two other scriptures, if that's okay, guys. And so in the two scriptures I'm going to lift today, if you want to turn there or read it on the screen, and they are found in God's word, Exodus 20, 11, and Acts 17, 18. So it's two scriptures. We're going to just sift through and be encouraged from today. So it's going to be a good year. Y'all feel that? Yeah. It's going to be a good, we say it every year, but this is going to be a different year. Everybody's saying 2023 is the year for me. Everybody's saying something like that. Three and me seems to rhyme. So let's let that, let's make that a reality. All right. Let me pause real quick. Just 20-second commercial. Do you guys do the one word thing where you pick a word and then for the entire year, you kind of focus on that word? You focus. Do y'all? Anybody? You got your word for the year? I see one, two, three hands. Scream out your word for the year. What's your word for the year? Stewardship. Somebody else scream your word for the year. Overflow. Scream your word for the year. My word is capacity. Everybody say capacity. That's my word for the year, all right? Because 2022 for my household was one for the books. I mean, we accomplished a lot in 2022, but I don't want to get complacent, amen? So my word, not my wife's word, but my personal word for the year is capacity. Everybody say capacity. I don't know about you guys, but I want to do more in 2023. I want to do more. I want to travel more. I want to give more. Amen. I want to accomplish more in 2023. So my word is capacity. And I do realize I'm not going to be able to do what I want to do this year by myself. It ain't happening. The list is too long. I need other people. And I'm not prideful enough to admit that. Alpheus needs other people to do what Alpheus, what I feel that God called Alpheus to do in 2023. Amen? Amen. One can chase 1,000. The Bible says two can do what? Put 10,000 to flight. So it's like by yourself, you are trying your best to fulfill your dreams. With other people, you have a little bit more, what's the word I'm looking for? You have a little bit more control over it, because you're chasing when it's just one person. But two people, it feels like more control. So I know we say, I'm chasing my dreams. I ain't chasing this year. I know exactly what's going to happen. It's going to be calculated. Everybody say calculated. Now, this is not what I'm going to talk about today, but again, my word for the year is capacity. It's loaded. So when you see me doing a lot, don't be surprised. But when you see other people, I'm partnering with other people, don't be surprised as well. All right? And so maybe that will bless you guys to fulfill your dreams with other people. Don't you want to travel with other couples? Amen. Don't you want to pay off bills with other family members? I hear people say this. This may be my first time ever saying this. I'm teaching already. I ain't never said that. I'm teaching already. Don't y'all want to be healed with others? Yeah. It's no fun experiencing peace and joy by yourself. Right. Amen. All right, so it's going to be a corporate thing this year. I feel that this year. Exodus 20:11 says, "For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day." Don't y'all consider not just looking at the scripture and just saying, okay, that was cool. God created the earth in 6 days. Do you see how much you can accomplish in 6 days? Look at what you can accomplish in 6 days. "For the Lord made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them in 6 days, and he rested on the seventh day." Now, first of all, God is so powerful. He's so big. He is spaceless, timeless, immaterial. He could have created the earth in one day. So that's my question. My first question is, God, why you didn't create the world in one blink? Don't get it twisted. I don't know totally what it is, but God wants us to learn something from him creating the earth in 6 days and not in one snap, because it could have happened that way. Amen? He's that big. But he created the earth in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. Acts 17:18, read it with me. Ready, set, go. "For in him we live and move and have our being. As some of your own poets have said, we are his offsprings." I can't wait to talk about what I'm about to talk about. Yesterday was a game that I didn't plan to watch. I didn't even know it was coming on TV. I started watching the Chargers play the Jaguars. And I was really interested because Trevor Lawrence, Clemson, is the quarterback for the Jaguars, if you didn't know that, all right? I'm teaching already. So I was locked in because he's one of ours, right? Many in this room, you guys may have seen Trevor Lawrence at the school with your own eyes, right? All right, but it didn't start the way we thought it was going to start. As a matter of fact, in the first half, Trevor y'all already saw the game. He threw 4 interceptions. And you know what happened? Me and Lex, it was really Lex driving this, my wife. She said, turn the channel. We turned the channel. You did too? Turn the channel, because at halftime, or right before halftime, it was 27-0. Because really it felt like Trevor Lawrence was hired by the L.A. Chargers. Because he was throwing all of the touchdowns he was throwing more passes to the opposing team than to his own team. I'm like, bruh. And we did. We turned the channel, and we couldn't really find anything to watch. Maybe YouTube. Maybe we just started talking about, I don't know what happened. But we didn't want to watch this go down like this. But then we said, let's just go and see how bad the Jags are getting beat. Then when we turned it back, it was 30 L.A. Chargers to 20, the Jags. And we was like, now this is a game. If you guys watched that, raise your hand if you watched that game yesterday. Part of it. When you turned back, you saw that something happened. And we were like, what did the coach say to the team, especially the quarterback, at halftime? Now, I don't know what he said, but I do know one thing happened. One thing happened, and that was, write this down, momentum. And I had this already planned out for today before the game came on yesterday. All right? But when I saw this, I said, oh, yeah, this is going to make tape. This is going to make the screen. Or this is going to make the script or whatever. We're going to talk about this today. And so what happens when the coach on the opposing team, he actually tries to stop the momentum of the team that they're playing. So in other words, you got 2 different teams. So you got the Jags, you got the LA Chargers, and so the Jaguars are losing, okay? but then they are seemingly getting their wind back, or they're making all the right moves. The drives are successful. The drives are successful. It seems like the wide receivers, they're connecting with the quarterback, and it seems like things are going right. But then when the opposing team sees this, what happens? They do what? Especially when there's a drive that's boom, pass, catch, ETN, 15 yards, catch. Then the opposing team does one thing. I'm teaching already. What does the opposing team do? They try to stop what's going on. Try to interrupt it. They pray. Yes, they pray. They pray. They try to figure out what the offense is trying to do. But what do they do, guys? Y'all see this? They call a what? They call a timeout. Y'all know that. I know this, right? Y'all act like I'm a football expert, and I'm not. Y'all making me feel real good. Amen. They call a timeout because they're trying to stop what? They're trying to stop momentum. So they call a timeout to try to throw them off, to stop momentum. Y'all think about that. What is momentum? Y'all write this down. I have a lot to say about momentum, but just try to catch me if you can. I'm going to try to talk slow. That's not going to be hard to do. I'm from Fair Forest, but then I'm going to try to talk fast. And hopefully you can grab this. Momentum is the ability of an object to keep moving because of how heavy and fast it is. The ability to keep moving. Everybody say keep moving. The ability to keep moving because of how heavy and fast it is. That's momentum, I guess, in scientific, that's a scientific definition. It's the weight behind the force. Everybody say the weight. The weight behind the force that can cause, watch this, check this out, a train to actually go through a brick wall. A train can actually go through this church, this solid church made of brick. Brick foundation. It could go through this church or brick wall if it has the right momentum. Everybody say momentum. It's like when you have this little snowball and it's on the top of a mountain. You have this little snowball, and this little snowball, basically, it rolls down the mountain and it actually starts to collect more snow. And what starts small actually eventually becomes a real threat. It's a small snowball, but it catches, it gains momentum. Everybody say momentum. And so again, what started small becomes a real threat because of momentum. Everybody say despise, or write this down, or just have this in your spirit, because many of us on different levels with our vision, our dreams. Everybody say despise not. Small beginnings. Momentum. Everybody say momentum. Psychologically, it's like an immaterial, magical thing that happens in a game or in life. It's like you can't see it, but you know it's there. It's like small victories adding up and giving you fuel to keep going. It's like small victories. You haven't won, but it's small victories that's giving you fuel to keep going. Everybody say, keep going. Everybody say, keep going. In this room, keep going. Don't quit. Momentum, it's like the spirit of unstoppable zone. We know the word zone in football. It's like we know it in basketball. We know it in work. It's like you're in the zone. You know it when you're trying to save money. It's like this winning vibe in a situation or in marriage or in the church or in your company. It's like this winning vibe. Number three, it's like a series of right moves as you are moving through life, as you are matriculating through life. All right, guys, I don't have a lot of slides today. If you're looking on the screen, you won't see slides, but you will hear script. All right, so I just want to, you know, just look at each other. I know y'all used to looking at slides. I don't have slides today. Amen. Look at me. Number four, momentum. It's like it's some points on the board. Everybody say points on the board. It's like points on the board in the game, even if you're losing. It's not a touchdown, but a field goal still will give you points. Look at somebody and say, get points on the board. Just try to get some points on the board. Get points on the board. It's not a touchdown, but points on the board is momentum. Everybody say momentum. So that's why the opposing team is trying to curtail or stop momentum. The enemy is trying to sabotage momentum. I'm telling you what I know. The enemy is trying to, don't let the enemy call timeout. Let's talk to Judah on Judah this time. Don't let the enemy call timeout on you in life. Don't let the enemy have you play by his rules. Now, I know you get to call timeouts in football. And so the opposing team, they take advantage of that. Don't let the enemy try to take advantage of you in 2023 by seemingly playing by his rules. He has to play by kingdom rules. Amen? Amen? You got to see timeouts for what they are. They are distractions. Everybody say distractions. Timeouts are distractions. Trying to stop momentum, look out for it. All right? Is there a timeout in life anywhere in the Bible where God says you get permission, you have permission to take timeouts? I'm not talking about rest. I'm not talking about resting in God. I'm not talking about Sabbaths. Because the Bible says he that has begun a good work in you will what? Perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Timeout is a weapon that the enemy is trying to use to throw you off. You guys got momentum already. I see it in your eyes. I don't know if you're trying to lose weight. I don't know what it is. I don't know if you're trying to just get healthier, but I see momentum in this room. But look out for momentum. Look out for timeout that's trying to stop momentum. Timeout is a weapon. But I love God's word because I'm looking for slides now. God's word says, no weapon, no timeout formed against me, what? Will be able to prosper. It may form, but it won't prosper. Amen? Great. I like saying what I'm about to say that I feel led to say. It feels good that I feel good saying this. Great days are ahead for you guys. Great days are ahead of you for your family, for your business, for this church. It's not like Judah is going to get back to the way things were, the good old days. You may call it good old days here. I declare that it's going to surpass those days. And I felt like the response in the room should have been a little bit better than what it was. I know I didn't promise y'all $1 billion. I didn't win that $1 billion the other day. But I said, I feel like that, listen, perhaps, guys, it's going to surpass what was. I feel like at least the response should have been joyous. Guys, we got to be, you were singing about joy. And I want to talk about that for maybe a couple of minutes, guys. Guys, we got to see joy as, y'all maybe write this down. We got to see joy because I think y'all guys should have responded a little bit better than what you did. And maybe you don't want to, I don't know, maybe there's an anticipation that life is not going to get better. Or maybe I have a little bit of joy. Maybe we will have some wins at Judah on my job. Maybe I have gone as high as I can go on my job. And I can't really get joyous about that. But guys, we got to see joy as a kingdom weapon against the enemy's distraction strategy. We got to see joy as a kingdom weapon against the enemy's distraction strategy. Joy is a part of momentum. Joy is a part of momentum. Here at this church, Judah serving is a part of momentum. See that as a part of momentum. Amen. Testimonies is a part of momentum. Amen. Keeping morale high in your household, in the church, on your job, in your family. Peace, protecting peace, it helps with momentum. Amen. Everybody say momentum.
Momentum.
Hope is a part of momentum. Everybody say hope.
Hope.
We cannot lose hope. You can't lose hope. The Bible says, I know it's in Proverbs somewhere. I don't have it committed to memory, but it says, hope deferred or dream deferred makes the heart sick. Hope is a part of momentum. Everybody say hope. Everybody say trust again. It's time to trust again. Check what I'm about to say, guys. It is time to rid ourselves that something bad is going to happen. When life is good and you have momentum, celebrate it, protect it. When life is good, celebrate it, protect it. Don't try to protect. Listen, please listen to what I'm about to say. First of all, it hit me first. Ouch, guilty. Had to get used to what I'm saying, what I'm writing. So that's why it's coming off maybe like I'm reading it, because I want it to come off a certain way. Don't try to protect yourself by underappreciating the gift of joy. Woo! Don't protect yourself by underappreciating the gift of joy, the gift of progress, and the gift of life. What do I mean by this? Give me a couple minutes. The joy of the Lord is your what? Is your strength. And God's strength is made perfect in your weakness. So when you sabotage joy, you are tampering with strength. When we try to sabotage joy, you are tampering with strength. What do I mean by this? Now, I know this church have gained. You've lost. At least in your mind, you probably think we've lost. And I know you have personally gained and lost. Amen. Look at that bank account. Yep, I've lost. But it is better to have, even with loved ones. I get it. We've lost. But I love the statement. It is better to have loved and lost than to never have loved at all. Ain't that a good statement? And then I've heard somebody say, you win some and what? But you win some and you learn some. I would replace that with you win some and you learn some. I forgot the young lady that said this. I heard her on TikTok or Instagram. She said this and it was so powerful, spoke to me. And this is worth writing down. Or I don't have slides, so it may not be on the website. It'll likely be on the playback. Don't protect your vulnerability. No, I said that. I said this one. But what she said is more powerful than what I'm about to say. Don't protect your vulnerability. It allows you to live life to the fullest every second. Don't protect your vulnerability. Y'all looking at me like, what you talking about? This is what this young lady said. Smart, brilliant. I don't even know her name, spoke to me. She says, don't dress rehearse tragedy to beat vulnerability to the punch. Don't dress rehearse calamity or tragedy to beat vulnerability to the punch. Everybody say vulnerability. When we lose our tolerance, y'all all right? All right. Y'all started it because y'all didn't respond to me like y'all should when I was prophesying. Life, amen? Y'all just sit there looking at me. Perhaps maybe this is the reason why we don't respond the way we should to good news, amen? When we lose our tolerance, because life can throw us punches and it can really beat us up down, where we are now living life, we're numb. We don't even see people the same way. We see the worst in people. We see the worst in churches. We see the worst in the government. We see the worst in our family members. We see the worst in our spouse. That ain't no way to live. That ain't no way to live. People die, and so now you're looking at everybody. You say, I'm going to underappreciate them because I know you're going to leave. I'm not going to. It's almost like my nephew, he knows when it's almost time to leave our house. And so at the end of him, when it's near the end to leave my wife and I's house, he gets really devilish. He starts just, I'm like, what's wrong with you? And really he knows he has to confront leaving us. Amen? And so it's like, I'm just not going to face it. I'm going to act out. Now he's only 9, 10. So he's trying to, you know, so y'all know that. So let's just 41 years later, don't dress rehearse tragedy to beat vulnerability to the punch. When we lose our tolerance for vulnerability, joy becomes foreboding. When we lose our tolerance for vulnerability, joy becomes foreboding. What is foreboding? I had to look it up. College students, I know y'all already know what it means. I've been out of college over 20 years, I think. Close. I've been in high school, I know, over 20 years. What is foreboding? Foreboding. Who want to look it up right now with me? Because I don't know foreboding. Foreboding means, you don't have to look it up, sir. Foreboding means the anticipation that something bad is going to happen. It's anticipating that something bad is going to happen. When we lose our tolerance for vulnerability, joy becomes foreboding. So I'm like, I'm being vulnerable when I'm enjoying life? You doggone right. I'm being vulnerable when I am enjoying my wife? Yes. When I look forward to coming to church, am I being vulnerable? Yes. When I'm trusting you, am I being vulnerable? Yes. When I'm letting you back in my circle, am I being vulnerable? Because what could happen? I could be disappointed again. Amen. So when we lose, don't dress rehearse tragedy to beat vulnerability to the punch. Is it making sense? I'm going to hate you before you hate me. That ain't no way to live. Amen. I'm not going to come to church because I'm never going to be hurt by church again. I'm never going to love again. And then you miss the man of your dreams. When we lose our tolerance for, she is brilliant. When we lose our tolerance for vulnerability, joy becomes foreboding. Something bad is going to happen. I know it. I had a conversation with a close family member, and he said, "I feel like, you remember Lex?" He said, "I feel like something bad is going to happen again." Again, he said, "I feel like something bad is going to happen again." And I'm listening. I'm like, "Bro, don't say that." Don't say that. When we lose our vulnerability, our tolerance for vulnerability, joy becomes foreboding. Foreboding is not the spirit of God. Amen? I'm almost finished too. Foreboding is not the spirit of God, because foreboding is that negative head talk even when you are winning. Even when you are winning, you got negative head talk. What is that about? That is not the spirit of God. You're winning, but yet you're losing in your head. You're winning, but you're losing. You're winning, losing. You're losing, winning. Which one is it? Do you see the glass half full or half empty? Warning. Everybody say warning. Warning. Because the Bible says, whatsoever a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So we got to watch our negative head talk. Philippians 4 says, think on things that are lovely. Everybody say lovely. Lovely. Noble. Just. Yes. True. Honest. A good report. I mean, that's a list of things that we should think on. Amen. To fix our negative head talk. There's no way Trevor Lawrence and the team and the coach. I mean, you're talking about 27-0. it was me, fellas, we ain't gonna win this one. This just, it's embarrassing. We're millionaires. We're gonna eat steak tonight. Let's just. They say, no, we're not going down like this. And I know, I heard Trevor Lawrence in an interview, the quarterback for the Jags. He said, I am in disbelief by how much belief our entire team had. And he said, it started with my coach. And in your household, who's the coach? You guys are the coach. You're the coaches. It's, everybody say, it starts with me. Everybody say, it starts with me. It starts with me. Only believe. Only believe. That was too high. Only believe. All things are possible if you only believe. Look, that's one of my favorite hymns. Ain't that a good one? I didn't like it till later in life. Amen? This is my favorite. One more time. You can edit this out of YouTube, whatever this is going. All things are possible if you only believe. So I want to end today, guys, with some momentum questions and tips from the text. Everybody say tips from the text. This is really like the ending here. So I have some questions. I have some tips from the text. Everybody say tips from the text. So normally you have a year in review. How did 2022 go? There's this thing on Instagram where it says, this is how my year went. And then people flashing all their pictures of the highlight reels. Like if they went to the beach, if they ate a steak. Are y'all seeing that on Instagram? This is my 2022. Boom, 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 boom. And so they're only showing the best on Instagram. That's what's happening on Instagram, on social media. If you have not seen that, it's actually... is inspiring because I'm like, man, I mean, y'all went here, you went there, you know, people are showing. No, I think one says, show the best view you experienced in 2022. And it's like this little AI voice. It sounds like an AI voice that's saying that. Anyway, I'm saying that to say, because what about a decade in review of your life and this church, your family? What about a decade in review? Have we done that? My household, we haven't done a decade. We do the previous year all the time. And this time we're still taking time to review 2022. I mean, like we're talking about 2022 a lot for some reason the previous year, a lot this term. So I got some questions for this church, your company, your family, your marriage. Where did our momentum come from when we had lots of it? Judah, your company, your church, student, where did our momentum come from when we had lots of it? Number two, what did we do to sustain momentum once we had it, once we had lots of it? Number three, who were the momentum players? Who played a part in lots of momentum? In your house, this church, your company, that banging semester you had? Did you have mentors? Did you have the key? Number four, what are we doing every day to protect the current momentum that we have in this church, your company, with your vision? What's the current speed limit of our current momentum? In my opinion, all momentum is good momentum. But sometimes momentum has a speed limit. It may be 5 miles per hour. It may be 50 miles per hour. What's the speed limit of your current momentum? All right, momentum triggers. Momentum creates the spirit of I already won. So mind you guys that Trevor Lawrence, he had a serious look on his face the first half of the game. The second half of the game, they were still losing, but he had the smirk. He had like the smile. I saw a smile out of Trevor Lawrence. They were still losing, but he had the smile like, we're going to win or we won. So it was like this attitude of winning, even though you're losing. And so momentum creates the spirit of I already won. Everybody say it three times. I already won. I already won. I already won. It's the same feeling when you get. And I know I'm not the only one in this room when somebody says, what would you do with that $1 billion if you won it? And then you get into this reality of this is what I would do, especially if you get in a conversation with your wife and you got to agree what you're going to do with $1 billion that you don't even have yet. Why are we disagreeing what we're going to do with $1 billion and we don't even have it yet? Because we're acting like we already what? Have it. It's like this reality. No, you can't do that because like we need to stop this conversation because we don't even have $1 billion yet. So we're disagreeing and we don't even have it. Momentum creates the spirit of I already won. Everybody say, I already won. It's the same feeling when you get when you look out the window, you're six, I do it now. My car. No, my car. And your brothers and sisters would say, no, that's my car. I already claimed that car. Step feeling, momentum triggers. Look out for them, all right? Feeling down in life, look for momentum triggers. In sports, it's three-pointers. It's a field goal instead of a touchdown. I prefer a touchdown, but I'll take a field goal. Amen? All right, that's a coach call. That's the call of a coach that says, we just need points on the board. Amen? And finance is paying off the smallest bill first. Man, I got to pay $50,000 off, but I'll go ahead and take care of this $300 first. And now you have points on the board, and you have what? You got momentum. It's when entrepreneurs make one sale. Now you have a goal to make 100 sales, but you make one sale and now you have what? Momentum triggers. In health, it's like losing 1.5 pounds in 9 days. That's my testimony. What's today's date? January the 1.5 pounds. We ain't gonna talk about that, but it's momentum, amen? We eating good. It's momentum. Momentum, 1.5 pounds in 9 days. It's focusing on one thing you do well at a time. Many of us in this room, we are multi-potentialites. In other words, we can do a whole lot. We have a lot of gifts, and that could be paralyzing. I know myself from experience. I can do this, I can do this, and I can do that. And it's paralyzing. So what do I do first? Focus on one thing you do well, one thing at a time you do well, just to get points on the board. Amen? Because if I can build this YouTube channel with 500,000 subscribers, then I want to niche down to something else, it'll be easy for me to transfer those skills to another YouTube channel. Amen? So I'll really end with this. So let's look at the momentum in Genesis, reiterated by the two scriptures that I started with today. Exodus 20. All right. Where God created the world in how many days? All right. We said that a few minutes ago. So look at all you can do in a week with momentum. You could do a lot when all of your weight is into it. Everybody say all of your weight. All of your weight. You can do a lot when all of your energy, all of your weight is into it. This season, I am giving you permission to throw your weight around. Now, with the authority invested in me, I'm giving you permission to throw your weight around. What do I mean by that? Throw your weight around. Look at somebody say, throw your weight around. It's not going to be hard for me to do right now, but I'll be a little less weight in 3 more months. Got a lot of weight to throw around right now. About 240-something pounds. Vulnerability. Throw your weight around in 2023. God has so, listen, you have so much potential on the inside of you. Everybody say potential. Spell potential. P-O, but if you stop at the first two letters, you're going to be po. potential. Don't stop at the first. Listen, throw your weight around in 2023. That's what God did in Exodus 20 or in Genesis 1. He threw his weight around. Look at how much you can get done when you throw your weight around. God has so much weight to him that anytime he moves, there's going to be momentum. Because remember, the definition of momentum is what? It includes force and speed. Weight, the weight behind the force to make something be a force to be reckoned with. So anytime God moves, because he is, it's so much weight to God, then there's going to be momentum. So we probably in 2023 should do what? Stick with what? Stick with the God. Y'all stand up so that will signify to end in 2.5 minutes officially. Have y'all learned something today? Have y'all been encouraged? Permission to throw your weight around. And I know I'm going to gain weight this year because I've been consistent on my cardio. Has been what it has been okay. But this, I've been consistently doing this. So I know what's going to happen. I am going to gain some pounds. So I'm going to throw my weight around. Maybe not here. You will never see me in a wife beater. But at the house, I'm throwing my weight around. Amen? No, y'all weren't supposed to say amen. That was just for her. At the house, I'm wearing a wife beater. Y'all don't live with me. Y'all don't. Get out my house. Listen, get excited about any gesture in your direction from God. Get excited about any gesture. Everybody say any gesture. It could be a wink. It could be a nod. It could be a head turn. It could be God's hand. Because if God has so much weight to him, then any gesture from God is momentum in your life. Any gesture. Grandma said like this, any way you bless me, I'll be satisfied. That's why the song says, or many songs talks about, we want your what? We want your glory. We want your glory. And I know glory comes from a word. I can't remember if it sounds like Hebrew, but it comes from a word called kabod. I want to say kabob, but that means I'm hungry, but I'm pretty sure it's kabod. The weight of his glory. The weight of his glory. Everybody say the weight of his glory. So get excited about any gesture in your direction from God, because that means momentum in your life. Amen. William Murphy says it like this, all these songs that are solid, he is leaning in my direction. That's his glory. Can you lift your hands and say, God, show us your glory. Give us your glory. Any way you bless me, I will be satisfied. Remember Acts 17, guys? For it's in him we live and move. We have momentum because he has momentum, the ultimate momentum. We live and move and have our being in him. It's in him we have momentum. Thank you, God, for your glory. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know what you want to accomplish in 2023. It will happen. It will happen. It may not happen in the first quarter. It may not happen. It is not going to happen in the second quarter, according to yesterday. According to yesterday, it's not going to happen in the third quarter, according to the game yesterday. Guys, it could be the last 3 seconds in the fourth quarter. Boom. Winner. You're seeing it come to pass. I don't care if you're 18 or 80. You can go viral at 80. Get all of these views and likes and attention. Start your business and it makes up for 80 years of silence. I mean, God can... Everybody say momentum. So guys, keep going in this room. Stick with God. Don't ignore God. Honor God. Pray every day for His glory, for the weight of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Definitely finish, guys. Clap your hands if you learned something today, if you've been encouraged. Consider not missing next week. Next week. Everybody say next week.